Well, good morning. In the state of Texas, somber news this morning, Greg Abbott winning again. So that means legalization is not in the near future, nowhere even in sight. So we're stuck in the dark ages. We'll get into it this morning, though. Lone Wolf of Cannabis coming at you. Hey, what's going on? So, day after Wednesday. And, I'm not even gonna lie. I woke up this morning and I kind of was thinking one thing, hoping for Beto to pull out, you know, a squeaker or some type of win. Even though I kept reading everything was saying that he would be, you know, uphill. And, find out this morning that he lost again. I'm like, golly, man. This is just crazy. And the only reason I'm talking about it is because, you know, I'm a cannabis seller and smoker. And I'll dive into both sides of it to kind of give you my perspective on what I think. You know, as a smoker, I'm exceptionally shitty because, you know, I can't go to a dispensary and just buy what I want to. No, the state that I live in wants to deem it outlawed and keep locking you up behind it and all this madness that comes with it, probation and time, money and effort that you have to spend just for smoking a plant. And it's like, are you kidding me? Man, people say they want change and things to occur differently, but it's like they just keep putting these same elected pieces of crap in office and we want different results. At least not in the state of Texas. It cracks me up. Even my neighbors, who live right across the street from me, got an Abbott sign. But I'm like, you smoke. Make it make sense. Even if your people are the ones that voted, like, they know you smoke. You'd think that they would be voting for Beto. Oh, my goodness. I'm just so beside myself right now. As I was really thinking that we had a chance this year. It seems like this fuck-faced Greg Abbott has won again. There we go. Just from being able to just freely smoke, you know, with your friends, with whoever, yourself. That's a different type of environment, you know, when you have somebody who's, you know, pushing for legalization. They actually have a bill that's written up that's going to work for everybody. And it's not, you know, just a run amok or wild, wild west. As a seller, you know, okay, I get to stay in business on the illegal side, but, you know, it's kind of I'm always saying I'd rather be on the legal side of things. So the fact that we're not trending that way is really shitty, you know, still making these trips and having to jump on a plane and wrap everything up, send it back, and then I'm dealing with customer complaints, bitches, and everything else that comes with, you know, the business itself. So it's like, fuck, man, at least with the shop, you know, I've got more products, I've got more stuff that I can put on the shelves, reaching out to different vendors, you know, so I can sell their stuff retail. You know, I see that as a major win, but, you know, just being pretty much what people call the plug, and I hate that fucking word. It sucks, you know. Yeah, I get to reap some benefits from it by making money, but, I mean, my overall goal is to see legalization because I feel like that's where the real money would be at for me and my talents. What I'm doing right now, you know, I feel like is below my talents, below my standards. And I hate taking penitentiary chances every day that I walk out, you know, to make a drop or a meetup or whatever the case is. I hate the feeling, you know. I'm pretty sure other pushers in the state who don't really know about politics, they're probably ecstatic because it'll stay illegal. Which means they can keep charging whatever prices, telling you that this is exotic when it's fucking not exotic. I mean, I'm so sick of this shit. Like, you have no idea. Like, you guys literally have no idea how sick of this shit I am. I'm so tired of people passing off flowers. This is really fucking exotic. No, it's not. An exotic flower is something that you're not going to see every now and but then. Few years, it might come back around. That's an exotic. All this misinformation that's being given out by these fucking idiots in the cannabis industry drives me crazy. And it's from outside my state. People are so... I'm from California, and I don't fuck with it. Like, in no way, shape, or form. I don't think they can hold a candle to Colorado. And I don't say that lightly. Like I said, I'm from the state of California. They cannot hold a candle to Colorado and the cannabis field. I see those baller jars. They look disgusting. I smoke their cannabis. It's disgusting. Do they have some good stuff here or there? Yes. Overall, I think they're garbage. This is my personal opinion. But I'm tired of people buying from sources like that or sources somewhere else. And these people are lying. Oh, this is real exotics right here. And it's not. It's a lot of this young generation too. They so quick to deem something exotic because the flower looks pretty. It's premium flower, but it's not exotic. And why? And I know you're like, man, you're on this rant right now. But yeah, I'm on it because I'm on the illegal side of it still. I was really hoping Super Tuesday was going to change some things, but not enough smokers got out there to vote, I'm sure. You know, everybody talks about how they want change, but they don't do the things for the change. Man, I could just keep going, but I don't want to go too long into the segment. I'm already over my allotted time, but I don't know. Like I say, on the smoker side, I'm shitty because I can't go to a dispensary. And on the seller side, I'm still shitty because I don't have a process or a path to owning my own dispensary where people can actually come shop or use their medical license to come shop with me, or if I was a recreational shop, whatever the case is. You know, we're so far from that now with Greg Abbott winning again. Oh, man. Cannabis. When will it ever get its break? Man, this Sunday is going to be amazing. Sunday, 3 p.m., Connoisseur Cup. Talking about 14 different strands, at least 45 different blunts in the air. It is going to be awesome. We have some Alien Haze out there, some Honey Buns out there. King of the North will be out there. Monkey Berries. We're going to have some G's Louise. And those are just some of the strains, just to name a few. Hope to see you this weekend at the Connoisseur Cup. Free admission. Can't wait to see you. Hey, what's going on? It's Mr. Clutch. And to close this one out, I just kind of wanted to give you guys a sneak peek of what I was thinking about for the next trip. I'm definitely looking at the Veritas flower this next go around. If you didn't get to see the Cocoa Puffs that I was smoking on, I'll definitely try to grab some more this next go around. I'm, like I said, trying to grab a pound of it, hopefully. I wasn't able to, but definitely want to try to aim for Veritas this time so you guys can kind of feel what their smoke is like. They're the ones that grow for cookies in Colorado. Not for cookies like everywhere, but just in Colorado, they grow their stuff. Really good, really fire type of smoke. So definitely can't wait for some of you all to try, because I know some of you have had the 10-gram jars before, but I don't think a lot of you have actually tried Veritas's actual stuff. So pretty fire stuff on the flower side. That's what we're looking at. Cartridges wise, it'd be nice to get the live resins again coming back this next go round. It's kind of sad that we couldn't get them this round because they were being tested or whatever, but you know, you always want to be safe. Know what you're putting into your body. Know what you're putting into your body has been tested, not just, hey, I got this from so-and-so, or hey, this dude that I seen on Snapchat, you know, from California or wherever, they got it like that. Yeah, it might smoke good and it might be good now, but you'll pay the price down the line. Trust me, you don't want to put harmful stuff that's been mixed with cannabis into your body. It'll be very detrimental for your health overall. So always know your what you're putting inside your body, no matter where you buy it from. Yeah, definitely going to try to we'll get back on the live resins. The dabs. Gonna try to tiptoe morely into sugars, or I'm sorry, live resins from Oleo. I'm a real big fan of theirs. And I want to do rosins. I'll probably go with the laser cat this go around. I feel like I've had them, but I haven't really, you know, had them in a good minute, you know. So want to kind of start pushing that brand again a little bit. Edibles wise, think I'm gonna lean towards, like, you know, some syrups, candy bars, and stuff like that. They're pretty good. I just feel like maybe not enough folks in the from my clientele base are into the edible world yet, you know. So once I start to get more of those type of customers, then I'll mix up, you know, the edibles and stuff like that. But right now, I think I'll just keep it at syrups. And keep in mind, everything that I'm buying, you can, you know, buy from me to craft your high in different ways. I mean, whether you buy an edible, whether you buy wax, whether you buy flower, well, whether you buy a cart and empty the cart onto your flower, you know, whatever you want to do with it. But, you know, I always say craft my high because you can come up with different ways to, you know, take yourself to another level of just feeling a great sensation without, you know, having to buy this flower, buy that flower. You know, sometimes it's, you know, keeping things a little bit more simple. And then you'll actually start to say, okay, sheesh, well, I wasn't a wax smoker, but sheesh, I like waxing my blunt. Or I didn't think about taking no syrup, but I'll put it on my blunt, or I could infuse my food with it. You know, whatever you're thinking. Just try to give you guys different things to try all the time. If I have, like, some repeaters, it's because I felt like they were some real good bangers. But anyway, just wanted to give you guys pretty much, like, little preview of what I'm thinking for this next trip. Like I said, subject to change based on, you know, what standing can offer at that time. I'm hoping that it will be some Veritas and Laser Cat and things of that nature. Anyway, stay high, stay lifted. Lone Wolf of Cannabis, I'm out.